First up, could AI pose a new threat? Authors are fearing a proposed shift in copyright laws could give power to tech giants for use of creative works without permission or payment. The Productivity Commission's interim report recommends a text and data mining exemption, pitched to reveal $116 billion in economic growth. A move backed by tech leaders like Scott Farquhar, who says it could unlock billions of dollars of investment. But writers and publishers warn it could undermine creative ownership and strip value from the work of Australian authors, with ASA CEO Lucy Haywood calling it an entirely absurd proposition that gives tech companies a free pass. The Wire's Jordan Zarella with the story.
Well, like many authors, I'm absolutely furious and disgusted about this proposal.
Author and the Deputy Chair of the Australian Society of Authors, Jennifer Mills, says she is disappointed at the findings of the interim report.
It is not only allowing something to happen, but what they've actually done is they've already stolen our work. And what they want to do is change the law afterwards to make this theft a legal act. And I can't think of any other industry where a company would be allowed to steal somebody's work and then change the rules to make that okay.
The ASA, which is you're also part of, said most authors don't receive wages, but they do have copyright. As an author yourself, how important is copyright to you and your ability to and others to make a living?
It's hugely significant, and it's not just the dollar amount of copyright payments, it's also the acknowledgement and the respect that you are the maker of that work. You might spend 3 years, 4 or 5 years working on a book. It's a long grind. You work really hard to perfect the text, to get a meaning across, to create a story. Some work is heavily researched. It's just an incredible amount of labor, and that is already really, really poorly compensated. So the fact that Australia has robust copyright is something that is so valuable to artists and writers and musicians and everybody.
Writing in the digital age is a challenge, where authors experience fierce competition and fluctuating income. Dr. Alice Grundy, Managing Editor of Australia Institute Press, says softening Australia's existing copyright legislation could add another layer of difficulty and offer no benefit to the author.
This would mean a softening of Australia's existing copyright legislation, and that these AI companies, which use large language models, would be able to effectively use Australian creators' content to train their large language models without paying a fee. So this would effectively mean forfeiting the coverage that Australian law currently provides for Australian creatives.
Scott Farquhar, the chair of the Tech Council of Australia, he recently said that the proposed copyright exemption for AI could unlock billions of dollars of investment and help Australia compete globally. Others, including many organisations, argue undermines creative ownership. From your perspective, how should Australia weigh the economic potential of AI against the rights for creators?
Well, the first point is we have no clear evidence that handing over wholesale all of this creative material is going to have a tangible benefit in terms of productivity. I don't accept the idea that this will automatically lead to increased profits, increased investments, more money in people's pockets. But even if that were true, we have to ask ourselves the questions of how important is Australian culture to us and what price do we put on that?
CEO of Australian Copyright Council, Aileen Camilleri, says the current framework already draws a clear line if AI uses creative work outside fair dealing, it's copyright infringement. Ms. Camilleri says she is in full support of Art Minister Tony Burke's stance, saying Australia has no need to weaken copyright laws.
We don't know what that provision would look to the existing fair dealing exceptions. So in Australia, for it to be fair dealing, it has to be for one of those purposes, but it also has to be fair. Now, the court would look at a bunch of factors, and it has to do it on a case-by-case basis.
With Tony Burke, he said just recently, and I quote, "We have copyright laws. We have no plans, no intention, no appetite to be weakening those copyright laws." How would you react to this in terms of the current legal approach to AI and our copyright laws?
Well, the council would support that 100%. We say that the Copyright Act already covers the landscape. So if copyright material is reproduced without the permission of the copyright owner outside of those designated exceptions, then it's an infringement of copyright.
The Wire's Jordan Zarella with that story.